I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Time to talk some Ravens with Jonas Schaefer, who joins us on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Jonas covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. Jonas, what's going on?
Morning, guys. How's it going?
So, Jonas, you didn't hear earlier when Cordell was asking, you know, when we were talking about Arch Manning, you know, and all the women that he probably got at Texas, and he said, just like Jonas Schaefer?
Throwing him a bone.
I think so, but I think he must be confusing me for another Jonas Schaefer.
this version of Jonas is too busy. That's
right.
What it is.
He's always at Owings Mills.
He's a hard worker, and he's all over it. And we've been talking a lot about Kyle Hamilton getting his extension. He got it the other day, but we've been talking a lot about it this morning. I mean, it always felt like a no-brainer. You know, I would imagine if you're the Ravens, you feel good about making that type of investment in him. And I think the good thing about it, Jonas, is it's not like you're the next safety up to get paid is probably going to overshadow him. Maybe Branch, I guess. But I think, this is just my opinion, I think Hamilton is the best safety in the league. But what did you think about the Ravens locking him up long term?
Yeah, I think he does so much for this defense. I think, you know, it could be a deal like the Roquan deal where it remains at the top of the market for a few years because, as you said, it's not like there's an up-and-comer who's set to surpass him. But I don't think that necessarily reflects poorly on the deal, nor did it reflect poorly on the Roquan deal. I think, you know, the Ravens know what the value of an inside linebacker is to a defense like this, and they know what the value of a do-everything safety like Kyle Hamilton is. I mean, he just finds new ways to improve each and every year. You know, even if he gets dinged up athletically, you know, with these next couple seasons, I think you just trust that his supercomputer mind is going to find ways for him to compensate. And if he stays healthy and he can find ways to impact his game in new and unique ways, then the Ravens have like one of the best defensive players in the NFL. They already have one of the best defensive players in the NFL. So I know obviously the difference in market value between a top-end edge rusher and a top-end safety was pretty starkly expressed by what Micah Parsons was getting and what Kyle Hamilton just got. But you can't tell me that, you know, Kyle Hamilton delivers 60%, 55% of the impact that Micah Parsons does. Just we've seen just how much this Ravens defense can crater when he's off the field, and we've seen just how many different things he can do at an elite level. And so, you know, I don't think it's unreasonable at all to say that this might be an underpay when we look back at this deal.
Hey, Jonas, what's your expectations in the Buffalo game for Wester and Luke? Probably the two rookies who'll be, you know, having it could have a huge impact in the game.
Yeah, I'm always I'm a little bit wary of Wester just because of the I know it's two different techniques, and so this is a completely irrational fear, but I'm always a little bit wary of him catching balls just because we saw him drop so many balls as a receiver in camp. You know, it seems like he has had no problems, not so much as he's been a bobble in training camp or in the preseason. So I should probably finally put that fear to bed. And then Luke, you know, if the Ravens do what they should have done in the playoffs and actually knock in some of those touchdowns, then they won't need Luke to do more than kick a couple extra points. But, you know, what my expectations are, I mean, that depends on so many factors. Do I think he's going to go 5-for-5 out there and the Ravens are going to be touting this guy as the next Justin Tucker or the next, you know, all-pro kicker? Probably not. But I do think that I'm, you know, probably reasonably more confident in him at this point than I was during Justin Tucker's low point last year.
We're talking to Jonas Schaefer, who joins us on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Is Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan. And Jonas, Jair Alexander, he hasn't returned to practice, hasn't practiced since August 9th. John has made it, you know, clear he's not overly concerned about any of these guys. I mean, it seems like right now only likely in terms of, you know, outside of the Emory Jones, obviously, it seems like likely is the only one that's doubtful, in my mind at least, to miss the first game. John has said multiple times he expects a lot of these guys to return to practice next week. How are you expecting this year to kind of go for Jair, though? Just do you think that this is going to be a repeated occurrence where we're constantly just talking about his knee and maybe even other things along the way?
Yeah, I think that knee is going to be a talking point all year. You know, it's less than a year. It's, what, 9 months since he got that knee surgery. So, you know, you want to be in the year after the year where you got the surgery, as we saw with Keaton Mitchell, as we've seen it with a bunch of guys. That's just how it goes for these guys returning to play. I do think Jair is going to be helped by the fact that, you know, assuming Marlon and Nate Wiggins stay healthy, he will be cornerback three. And against a team like Buffalo, I think, you know, it's tough for me to say whether he's going to be the only cornerback three. Like, are they going to throw Cheeto in there for some snaps? But because this is a Bills team with a couple of good tight ends, you know, because this is a Bills team that likes to use that six offensive lineman, you know, you could be potentially talking about a situation where they are almost helping Jair come back to the field, because it's not going to be a lot of 11 personnel. It's not going to be a lot of wide receiver sets. And so I think the Ravens, in some cases, will probably, you know, match that with base personnel. So you only need two cornerbacks and two safeties. Maybe get a little creative with a third safety, or, you know, Cheeto slots in there somewhere. But conceivably, you could get away with not having him come back for a high usage workload in that week one game, which I think will ultimately be to his benefit, because we don't know, you know, what kind of tread on the tires he has right now going into the season. But, you know, I trust the Ravens at this point with what they're saying about his, you know, ability and with his preparation for week one. And if they have any concerns, and I really like what I saw from Cheeto all training camp long.
Now, Jonas, I don't see any reasons for the Ravens not to be able to start fast offensively and defensively, just because same players, same coaches. You know, I would think that they should come out of the gate as quick as anybody that's playing, or probably better than anybody.
Yeah, I agree. You know, we don't really know what tweaks they've made to this offense that could be getting in the way, but you would trust that with, what, 10 starters on offense back. Things should be pretty second nature for them. And, you know, you just look at the Bills defense. I mean, obviously, they are strong on the outside with you know, Teron Johnson and Christian Benford, but there's still concerns for me, at least, in the spine of that defense. Like, I do wonder if the big guy that they got from Kentucky, Deion Walker, could potentially be in the wild card in all this. Like, he's, you know, what, 6'7", 360. Maybe he is able to embarrass Voorhees and Faleele for a couple snaps, because they just don't see guys that size. He seemed like he really flashed during the preseason, but he could also be a guy who just gets blown off the ball because he just doesn't know how to play leverage. And obviously they typically play with a lot of smaller looks, and they try to shoot gaps, and they try to get away with playing with nickel personnel against, you know, 21 and 12 personnel. So it's always a fun, exciting chess match. Obviously, the Ravens crushed in that first game and did a little less good in the second game, but they still had a very high success rate. And you're talking about this run game should be even better, or you know, at least as good as it was last year. Lamar is going to have more power to get this offense into better situations with, you know, his checks and everything at the line of scrimmage. So if this offense scores less than, what, like 10 points in the first half, I think it'll be a big, big surprise for me.
Now, Jonas, what about what do you see happening? You know, if the Ravens don't beat the Ravens, can anybody beat them?
I think probably, I guess I would say the Chiefs were going to be the biggest hurdle on that calendar because it was looking like Rashee Rice was going to be able to make that game. But, you know, I'm not ready to put down a undefeated season marker in Vegas, but I think what their only, Vegas only has them as underdogs in two games this year, the Bills game and then the Chiefs game. Obviously, there's a bunch of that NFC North schedule could be just brutal. So other than injuries, other than, you know, chemistry blowing up, other than, you know, Todd Monken just all of a sudden losing his play calling chops, it's really tough for me to imagine this team having anything other than extremely high floor. It just, there's so much consistency, so much veteran play there, so much savvy, so much good depth, we think. So, you know, it's always been a hallmark of John Harbaugh teams that even when they lose befuddling games, they are at least close. And you would hope that with everything that they've done to bring in coaching, to implement this grading system, that there will be more consistency there, and that those befuddling losses should be hopefully a thing in the past, and that the only real competition that this team has are those big heavyweights, and especially those ones on the road.
Jonas, great stuff, man. Really appreciate your time this morning. How can people keep up with you and follow your work?
Yeah, man. Jonas underscore Schaefer, S-H-A-F-F-E-R on X. And then obviously thebanner.com.
Appreciate it, Jonas. Have a great rest of your weekend and we'll talk again next week.
Yeah, Jonas, you going to get some of the wings next week?
Some of the wings? Oh, yeah.
Buffalo.
Yes. That's the plan. Yeah, for sure.
Come on, Jonas. This is a
game,
family show.
Game
Come
mode.
On.
Yeah, Jonas. Where's your mind?
All right, guys.
Gutter.
Thanks, Jonas. Coming up next here on the program, we'll get to the whip around. We had some college football on last night, some Big Ten games as well. We'll check and see how the teams in the conference fared next.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T on the Fan.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport.
Every game.
Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
They failed earlier on fourth down. Raiola, touchdown! Dane Key with a key play.
Vinny and Haney back here on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland filling in for Bob Haney today here with Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. He's behind the glass. You just heard that highlight courtesy of ESPN. Nebraska gets a touchdown late in that game. They end up going on to defeat Cincinnati in Kansas City last night, home of Patrick Mahomes and those guys. And yeah, cosplay Patrick Mahomes playing in the game. He didn't look like Patty Mahomes, and I say that as a Nebraska fan, but Dylan Raiola, he wasn't terrible. 33 for 42, 243 yards. You heard one of his two touchdowns in that highlight. What I will say is I thought Nebraska was incredibly balanced last night. 35 rushes in the game. Emmett Johnson had 25 of them. He goes over 100 yards. They've got all these receivers that they just went and got out of the transfer portal, pretty much outside of Ja'Cory Barney. Junior, he was there last year. He's kind of their gadget guy, but Hunter and Key, who you heard in the highlight get the touchdown, those guys are transfer dudes. They're still trying to piece that thing together offensively, but the defense was good for the most part of the game. Second half, they let Cincinnati's quarterback run all over them a little bit, and he couldn't do anything throwing the ball whatsoever.
Until the last 2 minutes.
Yeah. 69 yards passing for him on the night. But yeah, he had 96 yards on the ground, two rushing touchdowns as well. But Nebraska squeaks past Cincinnati with a late game interception to seal the victory for them out in Kansas City last night. Also in the Big Ten, you had Rutgers in the game last night. I don't know what's going on with the internet. All
they beat
sudden,
Ohio 34-31. You know, and Rutgers got a big lead early. Then Ohio came back, you know, to make it a closer game. Does Rutgers look much better? I mean, watching at Cordell, they kind of look like Rutgers.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a team that probably be a coin flip with Maryland. You know, that's kind of the way I saw it. Watch, you know, because they were, I was flipping around a lot to see a lot of the games because I wanted to kind of check out the Big Ten games. I thought Minnesota looked the best of the Big Ten schools.
Yeah, 23-10 over Buffalo for Minnesota last night.
Yeah, and Minnesota ran the ball well. You know, they had a quarterback through. Lindsey threw for 290. Taylor ran for 141. So I think, and I was talking to Mel Kiper the other day. He thinks Minnesota's got a chance, Cordell, to make a run at the playoffs. You know, I mean, because they don't have a tough schedule. So they've got a chance because of schedule and stuff. So that would be interesting. I guess the boat will be rowing. Is that right?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. Wisconsin, 17-0 over Miami of Ohio. I think the spread in that game was like 18.5 in favor of Wisconsin, who just really couldn't score. Of course, they have a former Maryland quarterback Billy Edwards, who ended up transferring out there to Wisconsin. He got a boatload of money to go out there. Billy Edwards wasn't that great in the game.
He got hurt. He
ended up getting
hurt. 6 out of 13 for 68 yards.
Got a non-contact injury.
Yeah, and the thing about Cordell, 3-0 at the half.
Yeah.
3-0 at the half.
That was a tough watch.
I just think that, you know, Wisconsin can't play the type of football that they're trying to play right now. I think, you know, when Barry Alvarez was there, and Barry's a good friend, that they understood what you needed to do in Wisconsin. You get, because, all right, in Wisconsin, what are we going to get? We're going to get big offensive linemen, you know, guys we can develop and stuff. So, all right, let's get those big thugs, you know, and we're going to have a good O-line, good D-line, and we're going to be able to run the football. And we'll play action pass. And Barry went to Rose Bowls and everything. That's how you got to win at Wisconsin, because you're not getting the elite recruits. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not getting those receivers. You know, and then you go find a great running back because the running back wants to come there because you're going to run the ball all the time. And look at all the stars, all the draft picks that Barry had. And I just think Fickell is not.
Fickell.
Yes, he's not going to be the guy. He's trying to spread him out and everything, and that's not Wisconsin football. That's not the types of players you can get, because he's got to live in the portal to get the skill guys.
There were a couple of top 25 teams in action last night. You had Iowa State taking on Kansas State. That's the 22 versus 17 matchup. Number 22, Iowa State gets the victory 24-21.
Yeah, that was last week in Dublin, Cordell. That was an amazing game. Matt Campbell, the coach at Iowa State. And Cordell, he's been offered a million jobs. SC, a lot of them. Keeps turning it down. He's making like $6 million a year in Ames. But they've got the ball, Cordell. Fourth quarter, 2:20 to go. It's their last time out. And it's fourth down and three. On the plus, like 23. And you kick a field goal, you can go up 6. Now, or you go for it, you make it, game's over. So he goes, no, he lines up, tries to get him off sides, then calls timeout. So then, you know, the announcer, well, now they're going to kick it. No, ran the offense back on, and they threw a little pass to the back, and he takes it down to the goal line or whatever. They end up kneeling down, and they win. So it was a hell of a job by the coach.
Yeah, I had my eye on that one watching. That was while I was at the Ravens Commanders preseason game. So had that one pulled up as well. And then last night you got South Florida pulling the upset over number 25 Boise State. I mean, that offense for Boise State didn't show up at all.
No, and you know what? The only thing that I say for Boise State, the only reason I would give them some hope, Cordell, is they say – they can't handle the heat and humidity early. You know, Boise, I'm guessing they're up there in the mountains and stuff, and they went down there, and they sucked. They were horrible. And like you said, Cordell, their offense was pathetic. And, you know, I thought that maybe was going to be a tough game for Notre Dame. No. And you look at Notre Dame's schedule, Cordell. If they beat Miami, and then next week they got Texas A&M, if they get through those two, even if they split them.
Yeah.
They're in another game that they're going to be challenged on.
Coming up next on the program, we'll talk some Terps football with Keith Kavanaugh from the Terrapin Times. Terp season is about to get underway. What are the expectations for this young Mike Locksley team? We'll ask Keith about it next here on the...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fan. On the Window Nation fan guest hotline is Keith Kavanaugh. He joins us from Terrapin Times to talk some Maryland sports with us. Keith, what's going on? Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday. Happy Labor Day weekend. And it has begun, albeit it was a little shaky opening night last night for the Big Ten. Wisconsin, Minnesota, Rutgers eked by lesser competition. Nebraska beat Cincy by 3. But Billy Edwards, our boy, though he left Maryland, great, great kid and family, unfortunately injured in the second quarter last night for Wisconsin. Anytime you hear a non-contact injury, you get a dubious
ACL,
feeling.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's awful. So fingers crossed for him, but onward and upward. Terps open tomorrow at noon. Big Ten Live will be there. Hopefully Vinny will be there. And we'll see a lot of new faces. Two people left camp this week and said to me, you know, obviously practice has all been closed. Left camp this week and said, Keith, we're very young. So it begins. We'll see a lot of new faces. We'll see how he can coach him up.
And that's the thing for me, Keith, is this is a young program. And I talked to Coach Locks a couple, maybe a week or so ago. Me and Ben Hall had him on our show, and we talked. He talked a lot about patience, learning patience with this young group. Are you, I mean, we've seen Coach Locksley get pretty fired up on the sideline throughout the course of some of these games. Do you anticipate him maybe changing a little bit of that understanding that there will be some hiccups with this young team?
Well, you know, the fan base has kind of got impatient with, you know, rebuilding with youth, with NIL woes. They have their lightest schedule ever, their lightest OOC schedule. I mean, FAU's coming in tomorrow. You know, they have the former Texas Tech OC and Zach Kittley, the youngest coach in America. They love to throw the ball around. They're going to run that air raid with Kalen Veldkamp, the Western Kentucky transfer, who I think last year had 25 touchdowns against 8 picks. But the O-line, you know, a week ago he said, still a work in progress. That's scary because last year's O-line was probably the worst in Maryland history.
Says he has no depth.
You got a nice receiving core. You do have a lot of true freshmen. The quarterback situation, obviously, could be Martin or Washington. But really, if you break this team down, the greatest position strength is the kicker and punter. McPherson and O'Hare, beyond that, most guys are unproven. You lost your whole front defensive front seven. You lost all but one starter who was very borderline on the O-line. I like the receiving group a lot, but you got to be able to block for the quarterback to get them the ball. You lost a couple of good running backs, particularly Hemby. So, you know, it's time to get to beat the people you're supposed to beat, not beat yourselves. Go out and get some statement wins. Be emphatic in these first three games. And then if Billy Edwards is down for the season, you know, game four up to Wisconsin will be huge. If they can start at 3-0 and somehow go up there and upset Wisconsin, it's going to be all about the lines up there, of course. You know, gather some momentum for a young team. You know, right now, I still have Christian Martin 1A to Malik Washington 1B as your starter tomorrow at quarterback. The fact Locksley is holding the starting quarterback announcement till 11:59 a.m. tomorrow against FAU is a little goofy, but we'll take it. But, you know, Washington is coming off some camp injuries. You know, he's still progressing and learning. A lot of people think he's just going to be walking in the door and ready for primetime. He's still a little bit raw, and Christian Martin was the MVP in spring ball. He got him in the end zone the most in the spring and fall camps. finishing drives there. So we'll see. Got a great transfer tight end from the portal in Dorian Fleming from Georgia State. Just got to protect, got to stay healthy and, you know, learn and grow up very quickly on the job.
Keith, when I look at, you know, and you talk about, oh, it's a young team, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, and I say like kind of a little bit about, you know, BS. I mean, you look at Minnesota. Should Minnesota be better than Maryland in football? No. You know,
it's all about the lines in that game, too. Yeah. They get crushed on the lines.
I mean,
Benny,
you look at Minnesota. Should Indiana be better? No. You know, all these teams. I mean, you look at, you know, how they're built, and they don't, and they've had coaching change, but not as much as Maryland, you know, assistant wise. So I think it's a poor excuse to, you know, because the DMV, they got players. You know, they should be better than what they are.
Yeah, the problem is retaining the good players you get who tend to bolt after a year or two for higher NIL dollars. You know, the problem is beating yourselves, as we've seen.
Yeah, I think they were
third most penalized team over the last 5 years in college football. None of that helps you. And again, as we discussed last week, every 2 years, all three coordinators turn over. You know, I like Monticino. You know, I like Andre Powell back of special teams. Pep Hamilton, we'll see what he can do. He's been out of the game for a few years. But, yeah, it's put up or shut up. It's Waterloo year. Attendance has really been lagging. I like Jim Smith and some of the new initiatives he's got going to attract people. But they got to win. They got to win with some style points. And they can't beat themselves. There's nothing turns off a fan base when you see the same repetitive mistakes year after year after year, and they're not corrected. So coach them up, and hopefully some of these young guys, Gilchrist up front of the O-line, you know, Dede Holmes, a transfer D lineman from Florida State, very intrigued to see what he does, and on, but a lot of question marks.
We're talking to Keith Cavanaugh, who joins us on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. It's Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan. And Keith, you talked about potentially seeing one of the two quarterbacks. Who are you kind of? What is your gut telling you we're going to look at when it comes to the quarterback position? Could we see both play in this game, or are you leaning one over the other?
Well, hopefully, if the game goes as the Terps like, all three, including Justin Martin.
Yeah,
the UCLA transfer is not than all that. You know, he's third string right now. Christian Martin, the redshirt freshman, upstart kid, 6'4", from Virginia. He really took spring and fall camp by storm, and you'll definitely see both those guys, unless Malik, you know, his injuries are still dogging him. Malik is the future, but right now in the immediate, Martin may be more game ready and healthy, but I, you know, obviously I think you'll see at least the two of them tomorrow. Then, you know, what's Nolan Ray and Williams going to do at running back when you replace in that group? So I'm excited about a lot of these kids. But again, it's coming down to coaching, game management, clock management, not shooting yourself in the foot, playing clean, executing well, and go out there and get some statement wins and, you know, try to win back some of the fan base. And I do have some good basketball recruiting news to report.
Go ahead.
If you don't mind a quick
segue.
So Buzz Williams has a totally different MO in recruiting than Turgeon and or Willard. He's all over the country. In the next 3 weeks, you got the number two shooting guard in the country, Junior County, visiting for his official. He's from Utah. You got the number nine point guard in the country, Trey Beamer from Florida, visiting in 2 weeks. You got Ant Brown, who is local, another point guard, four-star. He's visiting. Caden House from Arizona, a four-star shooting guard, is visiting this month. Adamu Tambadu from Connecticut, a four-star, visiting this month. So this will be a huge month for official visits on campus in September. And Ant Brown's the number 12 point guard in the country, Beamer number nine. They're going to get one of those. If they push hard, they'll get Beamer on September 13th. So his recruiting is national, clearly touching all the local bases too. But a lot of top kids are lining up to come in. I expect some commitments here soon to join. They already have the one commitment, Austin Brown, the 6'7". four-star swing forward out of Texas. So his recruiting scope is very national, and those guys are getting after it. So look forward to that here soon.
Keith, we had Jim Smith on yesterday. Seemed like a good guy. You know, it seems like he's there, you know, to raise money. But, you know, his job for football, I mean, that's his job, is to fill that stadium, and that's the hardest job. And the only way you do that, in my mind, you win. If you don't win, you can do whatever you want. Those students and that, if you win, they'll get excited. If you don't win, they ain't coming. No matter what, yeah, they're not going to come. The fan base, they're not coming. You know, like Jim talked about, well, you know, we have pro teams and they can dominate Sunday, we'll dominate Saturday. But then it's all about winning and losing. Because I've seen that when I was at the Redskins and stuff, when, you know, they were winning, that place was packed, you know. But
yeah, and this, yeah, this competitive market for the entertainment dollar, some fans have flocked back to Navy football that are just waiting on the sidelines for Maryland football. Ralph proved you can turn it on a dime.
Yep.
Within two games, that place was full, and they're adding temporary bleachers, and there is demand for tickets. When Jim sees that visiting side stands empty tomorrow, he's going to have steam coming out of his ears.
Well, if he sees the win. M, too, if he sees that M, you know, he's going to have steam coming out of his hand.
Now, with each year, the Maryland student dynamic changes. It's a more international student body. They don't start tailgating at 7 a.m. at the VU. They don't stay at football games if attend at all. If they do attend, they usually leave at halftime. Noon games are always problematic for the kids, but it's not your father's Maryland student body. So you're fighting that. You're fighting increasing ticket prices or traffic and parking and concessions. You're fighting everybody's got a man cave. And you're fighting Ohio State and Texas tomorrow at noon as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Among others. But
the only thing I say to that is Saturday at 3:30, Penn State's playing Villanova, and there'll be 110,000 people in Happy Valley.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's not much else to do up there, Vinny, as you know. Ice hockey is very good. But, we love Happy Valley. But down here, you got too much competition. You have an itinerant kind of crowd of people that live in this area. You got to captivate them, and you cannot beat yourself and play sloppy football or people just get turned off. So attendance needs to rise. The Terrapin Club numbers, boosterism. And Jim Smith at every event, you know, he was at the BMW event the other day in Plank Suite with the governor, actually Loxley was there, Plank, everybody. He's at every fundraising event in the area. The other day he was down at the Maryland Georgetown men's soccer game at Georgetown. We never saw Damon do stuff like that. So he's everywhere with the tin cup trying to sell endorsements, and he is selling some. I know some that are percolating right now that can't quite talk about, but his whole thing is raising funds, and he's got a great staff to manage campus and the new facility. Basketball practice facility, and the coaches moved in this week. The players are going to start working out there today. So a lot of positives out there. I love the direction under Smith and his staff, but he's going to probably be in for a rude awakening with football. Obviously, he knows a good bit about it already. And it is a pivotal year for Lox. And, you know, he's got a massive buyout. You know, he's the highest paid employee in the state at 6.1 or 6.5 with incentives. So it's time to produce, guys.
Keith, great stuff as always, man. Really appreciate your time this morning. How can people keep up with you and follow your work?
Oh, just check us out at terrapintimes.com.
Keith, appreciate it, man.
Thanks,
have a
Keith.
Great weekend.
Hey, thank you, guys. Take care. Have a great one.
Coming up next on the program, we'll take a trip through the Fun House with Nolan McGraw before Ripping It with Ryan takes over at noon. That's next here on The Fan.
This is a kind of a message to Rashawn. I hope he's, you know, as he's on hold, I hope he's listening. Because what you want to do when you're in sports, you want to draft, you want to develop, and then you want to pay them.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, you know, when they are what you hope they would be or they're better, draft, develop, then pay.
That's Rashawn, the order.
Yes.
That's the order. And speaking of them, let's bring on Rashawn. Rashawn, you're on The Fan.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's up?
Is this Cowboy Rashawn calling or Ravens Rashawn? I'm just trying to get it clear first.
Oh, man. A little in the middle, man.
Yeah, you sound a little depressed today.
Yeah, man. I woke up late, man. I'm still a little trying to get my mind right. Flew over to San Francisco for this weekend's West Coast series. So,
Rashawn, North Beach Restaurant in North Beach tonight or tomorrow night.
North Beach. I was hanging out there last night, actually. I was in the neighborhood called North Beach.
Go to North Beach Restaurant. And North get the linguine with clam sauce. It's the best.
And tell him Vinny Serrato sent you.
Well, Lorenzo, the owner, he passed away, so he's not there.
Anymore.
Yeah, so he's not there. But the best linguine with clam sauce because it's so fresh.
Okay, I'm going to definitely try that out then.
Yep.
Definitely have to try that out. But I hear what you said. You know, you're supposed to draft, develop, and pay your players. But that's not always feasible, Vinny, when you can't give money out. You can't pay everybody. You know, they already paid Dak. They paid Lamb. They paid Diggs. That right there.
Who else you got to pay?
Well, but that's $380 million between them three. And so if you add on, if you were to pay Parsons $130 million, that's a half $1 billion in four players right there. And as we see in the past, that's not the way to win the win championships with having four players take up 80% of your payroll.
Let me see. When they were good in the night, they had Aikman, Irvin, Emmett, Dion, Haley.
Let.
Yeah, but they was on – it wasn't a salary cap back then,
was it? Oh, yeah. The salary cap came in after the 94 season.
Yeah, but
– and who won the Super Bowl in 95?
It was the 49ers, right?
No, the Cowboys won it. Well, 95 season, 96 year, yeah. Because we won it 94 season, 95 year.
Five Super Bowl, yeah. And they haven't won it since, have they?
No, I don't think the 49ers, neither of them have.
Yeah, they give the Cowboys a lot of flack.
Well,
you know,
one team hasn't even been back to the
The Niners have been to the Super Bowl. They've won, you know, they've been in, you know, Dallas hadn't even had a sniff.
Yeah, that's true. They haven't had a sniff. But at the end of the day, this is how I feel. With or without Micah, the Cowboys wasn't making the playoffs this year. So do you go out and spend $130 million to make this guy the highest paid non-quarterback? I'm going to keep it real. That's being real, man. Like, so y'all really think with Micah, the Cowboys was going to win the Super Bowl or even make the playoffs
in
the division?
What kills me right now from what I'm saying from a lot of Cowboys fans is all of a sudden now that Mike is traded, now you guys want to use logic. Now all of a sudden you're not Super Bowl caliber teams. Now all of a sudden you weren't going to make the playoffs when I'm sure just a week ago you were telling somebody you would be in the playoffs.
Hey, Rashawn, if you were going to do that, why don't you do it before the draft when you could get use of those players this year?
Yeah, I mean, they didn't do it before the draft. Now they just got to wait the next year. And now we got four first-round picks that we make something out of, though. You know, this could turn out to be something like that Herschel Walker trade. I know we ain't get as much, though. But if we draft right and we rebuild and get these players on, rookie deals, and you ain't got to spend the half $1 billion on all these players, man. Like, we'll be good. I think we're going to be good, man. You know, just stay tuned. Just stay tuned.
When
Green Bay
goes to the Super Bowl this year.
Well, delusion is a part of the grieving process.
Yes.
You get, I don't know what step it is, but eventually you get to the point to where you start talking yourself into believing
whatever
Jerry is selling you.
But listen, we got
to – Hey, you're talking to us, not Dustin. You're not talking to Dustin.
Hey, listen, we got a three-time Pro Bowler back, too, and the guy Kenny Clark, too. That can stop the run and stuff that middle, though. So they're not going to be able to run on us this year.
No, but they're going to be able to pass on you this year.
I promise you teams will still run on them. I promise you teams will still run on them. Starting Thursday night with Saquon going for over a buck.
Well, we all know Micah couldn't stop the run, though. So, hey, good luck in Green Bay. Good out there in the frozen tundra trying to spend all that money in Green Bay, Wisconsin somewhere. You know, hey, hope you find something you like.
Well, appreciate it, Rashawn. We wish you
the best, Rashawn.
And you know, we'll check in. We'll check
back
in.
We got every
stage
of grief there.
Yeah.
Anger at the end. Denial to start.
That's what they're going through right now. I mean, and we're here. We're here to be a listening ear.
And you know what? Everybody in the division, they're doing cartwheels.
Oh, they're high-fiving.
Yeah.
Everybody in the NFC East
is
high-fiving.
Quinn knows what left.
Yes.
But you can't be, and Cordell, you could speak on it as a Washington guy. I mean, you're not thrilled that he's staying in the NFC and going to another contender.
I mean, that... yeah, that is what it is.
Like, but I don't play them twice.
Yeah, you don't have to play them twice a year. Like, I'll take – you build your teams to win the division. And to be able to avoid that dude twice a year, when you got a quarterback, you're literally holding your breath when 11 is coming off the edge because you just don't know. You just don't know what's going to happen. So I'm glad he's gone.
Now, are you buying at all that Jerry was saying he could immediately flip those picks
He tried to sell that.
We'll see.
We'll see. They'll be. I mean, look, teams are always open to take a first.
Yeah, it'll be the team. It won't be right away. It'll be closer to the deadline when teams are out of it. You know, that kind of thing. But
are the Cowboys. They'll be out of it too.
Yeah, they will be.
So why go? Why trade your assets?
But they'll stop the run now. They'll be able to stop the run, and they're a better team. And they have a better shot at making the playoffs now than they did with Micah. That's what Jerry said.
Nolan, you know what? You know what this is going to be? When the Orioles trade Gunner.
All right.
Oh, man.
It's going to be this.
You got somewhere to be.
This just went dark.
What it's going to be? We can't afford him. Can't afford him, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no. It just took a massive turn. Don't we got to break the hit?
Now I got Nolan going to have a bad week. Hey, Nolan, before I leave, have a great week.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Hit it straight.
We'll try.
Coming up next on the program, Vinny's heading out. We'll be joined by Ryan Ripken here soon. We'll check in on the Orioles as well, who were just swept by the Boston Red Sox yesterday. We'll also take some more of your calls. 410-583-1057 is the number if you want to get in all that and more next year on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.